Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing, huh? What are y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them? Cause they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there being so, just so thorough and so wise. And why do I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, huh? Come on. It's the first reason. First of all, because God made you that way. Yeah, shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, he's rewarded to those that diligently seek him. Yes, and what's the second reason? While I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby. Oh my gosh, come on. Well, you know, y'all already know. Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, right? So look, there is a third thing that I tell y'all too. And what do I tell y'all? I tell you that I gotta give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me. You ready? On three. One, two, three. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. And if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you're like, wait a minute, hold on, what's going on with this girl named Jay? Who is this? Why is she giving a shout out to her haters? Listen, let me explain this to you. Hate is acknowledgement backwards. People don't really hate you. They love you. They just don't know how to show it. They don't know how you get that acknowledgement. Look, let me tell you something. When I had this going on in my life, I had a lot of haters going on, right? You know, the naysayers, the disbelievers, and things like that. I had to create a drink. It's called the Haters Passion Drink, because haters hate with a passion, baby. This is Just a Touch of Jam. I'll put this out there in pieces for you, right? So look, let me break this down to you, why I say hi to the haters, right? So when you out there shining bright like a diamond, right? Yes. Woo. Shining bright like a diamond. Shout out to you, girl, Rihanna. Oh my gosh. Shine bright like a diamond. Yes. So look, when you out there shining bright like a diamond, right? God is like, oh my gosh, look at those pieces, right? And then what he does is he does this thing that he does in the Bible, right? Psalms 23. He says, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy, right? I'm going to anoint your head with oil, your cup's going to overflow. So listen, right? It's like God is like, look at you out there doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do, baby. He loves it so much. So he comes over to you and he prepares a table for you in the presence of everybody. I mean, everybody got to watch you eat. You understand what I'm saying? This table, we put it all out there for him. You know, he anoints your head with oil, things start overflowing. Blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing. And then what happens is people start saying, wait a minute, hold on, what's going on? Is that my girl over there shining on him? Is that my boy over there shining on? Somebody out there put it out there in pieces. They like, you know, they start getting nosy. They won't come over because they can't believe what's going on. You know, because it's like the light is luring them in. You know, light disturbs darkness. Understand what I'm saying? This is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in peace for you. So they come over, right, when the light hit them, and they trying to figure out what's going on, right? Like my man Paul up in the Bible, you know, he hit that light, boom, and it made him come on, it made his eyes, you know, change. He was different, okay? So they come over, and they start looking, and they wind up getting blessed by the message. Whatever message God is using to put out there in pieces for him, like with me, right? Y'all know I'm just coming up out of this health thing. You know I'm out of here, but you know, healing is a process, right? So, you know, God had the pieces put out there. You know, like, y'all got to see how my hair fell out and how I went down like 50 pounds, you know? I was weighing only like 100 pounds and I wasn't able to eat. And y'all got to see how my skin changed colors and I couldn't see and all this stuff. And, you know, God put it all out there in pieces for you, baby. And then, you know, that was kind of like the bait. And so a lot of people now, they coming over, they looking, they like, wait a minute, what's going on with my girl Jay? What happened? Right? And they wind up getting blessed by the message, like through my podcast, through whatever God is using. All right. So what I am supposed to say is, hi, haters, cause y'all too. Yes, y'all need this work too. All right, so hi, what's up? What's going on, man? It's just such a day, baby. And when they come over to y'all, you're supposed to say the same thing too. Check out the Haters Passion Drink, you know? You got a little bit of issues, you know? So on the Just a Touch of J app, download it. BlackVibes.com too, you know? This is Just a Touch of J. Like I said, put it out there in pieces for them. Make it and make you feel better. Make them feel better too. Now look, have y'all been going over to My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Yes, I'm always putting that out there in pieces for y'all. Because mama been dropping a dime on you. Yes, mama been dropping a dime on you. Yes, so look, right, that's where I put all my pieces in, you know, just like the basic pieces, you know, there. And on the Just a Touch of J Facebook page, I'll go ahead and I just put some pieces out there, like things like with my adult children, you know, putting them out there in pieces. Shout out to Nami Beauty, my daughter Iman, she has her own makeup line, doing fabulous with that. My daughter Sarai, you know, with her little beautiful self, she doing what it is that she do, that she do, that she do, and putting her out there. My son Taquam, you know, my mom, okay, graduated, she's in the graduate program again, like just doing what it is that she does, all type of stuff. Y'all get to see me and my healing process, inspirational quotes, you know. I just dropped my sneakers, my Adidas, make sure y'all check them out, Just a Touch of J, okay, make sure y'all check them out, shout out to Adidas, okay, my man Rock, you know, just all type of stuff, my fitness stuff for my clothing line, you know, waist shapers, everything, Just a Touch of J papers, you know, I got my own cannabis papers, just everything, man, baby. My music, oh my gosh, shout out to Will Yum Carter, okay, Christian rapper, dropping stuff out there with him, just all type of stuff, baby. My food, everything. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I got pieces for you. And speaking of those pieces, let's shoot on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond and talk to y'all about making love in these kitchen. Have I been making love in these kitchen? You already know I've been making love in these kitchen. I've been telling y'all about this now for I don't know how long. Look, man, I've been over here doing what it is that I do, that I do, that I do in the hotel. Yes, so much, okay, that I actually gained, y'all, almost like 30 pounds. Yeah, y'all know I told you I had lost like 50. So look, I'm back up now. I feel all good about myself. Like, yeah. But I've been eating all type of stuff, coming up with different recipes for y'all. I got a pear milkshake coming. Oh my gosh, man. I always tell y'all I got stuff coming because this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. Now, let's get on over to the other left and let's talk about the Just a Touch of J's fitness. Fitness line. Yeah, y'all. Oh my gosh. Listen, I'm so excited to tell you about Just a Touch of J's fitness. Okay. Now look, we know we got the fitness pieces, right? J's Fit. Y'all know how to purchase them. Y'all know about all that. Okay. The girls, the ladies, y'all love it. You know, I got the waist shapers, the thigh shapers, the thigh bands, you know, TRX, all that stuff coming to y'all. Okay. It's already out there. It's out there pieces. You already know you can get that. You can purchase it. Thank you for purchasing it. I love you. Okay. But I got to talk to y'all about my fitness program called the 400. I created the 400 last year. Okay, actually for like 2 years, I was working on the 400. Transformed my whole body, lost like 75 pounds. I was weighing 220. Came down, was bodybuilding for like 6 months, had the little illness thing right when I was getting ready to release the 400. In November, that's what happened. That came out. I'm like, oh my gosh, couldn't release it because look, I couldn't see. I was all messed up. I couldn't eat a day. So I'm back now doing it. Oh my gosh. And when I say I'm back now doing it, I am literally back doing the 400 fitness. Okay. But I'm over 400 arm movements this week alone, 420 leg movements, lower body movements, 480, baby. This is Just a Touch of J, putting it out there pieces for you. Oh my gosh. I'm talking about, I'm doing the sumo squats, the squats with the weight, like touching my elbows to my knees, like my legs look so good. I'm starting to run next week, baby. This is Just a Touch of J. I don't even know how to put them pieces out there for you, but just wait. You're going to see the body. I'm even doing 60 push-ups now. Okay, I got push-up challenges coming to y'all and everything. Oh my gosh, like God is a healer. God is a healer. I told y'all he was going to heal me. Like I said, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. That's just pieces for you. All right, so let's get on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so we can talk about something else. What's next? We did make a Lumbee's Kitchen. We did Just a Touch of J's Fit. Let's talk about the Just a Touch of J cannabis line. Oh my gosh. So look, right? Got the papers. People love them. Thank you so much for those. Okay. King Slim Magnetic Booklet. Okay. All you need is Just a Touch of the J. You want to know how you purchase them? Go up in my link tree and all my bios or check out my website. This is just a touch of J.com and make sure y'all get them papers. If you know, if that is what you do, that you do, that you do, baby. All right. Cause all you need is just a touch of the J. Touch of the J. Touch of the J. Y'all like it when I do it like that. Yeah. It's a song I came out with. I did a remix to Drake's. You know, laugh now, cry later, because that's what you're going to do, baby, because it's just a touch of the J. If you get some of that, you might laugh now, cry later, cry now, laugh later. I don't know, but look, let's get on to some other pieces, and let's talk about the Just a Touch of J app. Yeah, my mobile app. Thank you so much. Y'all made my app of the week. Yeah, app of the day. You know, like, y'all be doing your thing. I love it. Y'all like them pieces, and more is coming to you with that. And then we got the Just a Touch of J podcast. Why y'all got my podcast popping like that? Y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby. What y'all out there doing? Huh? I mean, like pop, 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 popping like popcorn, baby. Every time I turn around, just looked at it today, I'm like, more K's? Like, I don't know what God's out here doing, but he putting it out there in peace for y'all, and y'all love it. So thank you so much. And for, like, working with me, because some days, you know, it'd be a little rough because I'm healing. I'm coming up out of this thing, you know, and it messed with my memory and my brain function and things like that. And y'all been rocking with me the whole time. I love my babies. Y'all are so thrilled and wise. So thank you for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, especially y'all that are outside of the United States. Oh my gosh, I love y'all. It's being translated in languages for you, and you are just like, just loving it. Lagos, Nigeria. Oh my gosh, Aruba, Japan, London, Madagascar. Yes, shout out to y'all everywhere. The Philippines, Vietnam, just, oh my gosh, there's so many places. 150 different countries, baby. And this is Just a Touch of J. Thank you for those pieces. All right. Now, the last thing, check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM, 411 Wire. Hottest entertainment segment, all right, of the week. Every top of the hour, baby. And this is Just a Touch of J. That was just pieces for you. All right. Now, look, I got a story to tell like Biggie. Mama got to drop a dime on you. Yes, mama got to drop a dime on you. Yes, I'm about to drop a dime on you. If you don't know what dime means, it's like African-American colloquialism. It kind of like means like I'm about to just, you know, surprise you with something. Hit you with a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Just something just real great, okay? Now, look. This is just essentially, like I tell you all the time, let me put these pieces out there for you. All right. So today is this Sunday's word. Okay. And I got a word for y'all. The word of the week is marathon. Shout out to Nipsey Hussle. Late great rapper Nipsey Hussle. Yeah, he talked about the marathon and how, you know, it's not a race. It's a marathon. Right. So I guess I will start it off with, what is a marathon, right? It's a long-lasting or difficult task of a specific kind, right? It involves endurance and a lot of effort and a lot of length and a lot of strength, okay? Now, when you run the marathon, you can run some of it. You can walk some of it. All right, this just touched it, baby. I'm just trying to put this out there in pieces for you, right? So I'm sitting up here and I'm like, you know what? God gave me the word marathon. Probably I would say about a week ago. It was all good about a week ago. Oh my gosh. So look, I'm like, all right, God, what you want me to talk about with this whole marathon thing? Like, I don't know. Is it a race? What? So he started giving me scripture, right? He started giving me scripture. He said, you know, check out Ecclesiastes 9:11, right? The race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. So I'm like, okay, swift battle to the strong. Okay, God, what you talking about? So I said, somebody talking about, so I said, I don't know. Talk a little bit more to us. So I said, God, I need you to break this thing down to me, right? So then he said, you know, I'm a good hand. I'm going to give you a little quote too. He said, It's a marathon, not a sprint. I said, okay. All right, it's a marathon, not a sprint. I'm breaking it all down. I'm like, okay, I need to get this. What are you trying to tell me, right? So he said, you know, when you go through a marathon, you got to train for it first, right? I said, yeah. He said, what you been training for? What are you trying to train for? I said, well, I'm trying to win, you know, at life and do what it is that you tell me to do. He said, a lot of other people out there, too. I need you to go out there. I need you to put it out there peaceful. I need you to tell them the story. What's going on? How many people in your life are going through stuff where they actually have like a marathon? So I said, I said, okay, so with my illness that happened in November, it's been 8 months. It's a lot of training. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, literally, something happened and it's like preparing you for something else. It's training you. And it's been months and months and months. Like, for me, it's been 8 months. You know? And I'm out here and I'm training to get myself back together again. Like how I told y'all how I was working out and all that. So, first guy had me do, like, you know, just 3 sets. And that was just like 100 and something, you know, 3 days a week. Then he said, you know, add some exercise to that and, you know, increase it by 10. Then I was like, oh, okay, I did that amount. And then before I knew it, it was like week 4. And now I'm up to like 400 and something. And then God's like, next week, now I need you to start running and jogging and stuff and walking a little bit. I said, okay, okay. He training me. He getting me straight. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, seriously, like, you know, you've been going through something, but you're starting to progress. Okay, that's like training for a marathon. All right. So then he said, you know, what else is going on? I said, well, you know, well, my mom, she doing some stuff. And he said, I need you to talk to him about your mom. So I said, okay. So my mom, y'all, she's in graduate program. But, right, she is 65 in graduate school. Okay. Raising a 5-year-old. Oh my gosh, if that ain't a marathon, Lord, that boy be running around doing everything. My little nephew, oh my gosh, they call him 2 cents because he got so much sense. Child is just a touch of that. He's so smart, it's like talking to a grown man, okay? But she's out here, she's running the marathon. She raised a lot of my sister's children, okay? And she's raising the 5-year-old now. Okay, she's running her own marathon. You know, it's not easy sometimes. She's training. She got to raise him, train him up. Then he dropped a dime on me. He said, who else going through stuff? I said, you know what? My Aunt Joyce right now, she's going through a little something too. She just got a knee replacement. Right? She got a knee replacement. And her knee is kind of messed up. And every day I hit her up, I say, Aunt Joyce, you doing okay today? And she said, yeah, I'm doing okay today. She said, I'm going to try to drive today. And then she said, you know, that wasn't good today. Well, I was trying to drive. And then she said, they got me on this medicine because, you know, my legs started itching. And I got allergic to the adhesive, you know, after the surgery. And she's talking about how she can't bend it. And she got to ice it. And she got physical therapy. You know, training to get back into the pace of things. Any of y'all out there going through it? I know somebody out there going through it. I know you are, because I'm going through it. My mom going through it. My aunt. And then he dropped another dime on me. I said, what now, God? He said, your dad. I said, oh, what's going on with my dad? He said, your dad had a brain aneurysm. He almost died. He couldn't walk. He couldn't see like you. They told him he wasn't going to make it out of the hospital. He was out of the hospital within a week. They found him on his floor at home. Brain was bleeding. They had to fly him in the helicopter to 2 different hospitals. This is just a touch of J, baby. My dad right now, he walking around, he driving trucks, he doing what he had to do. But when he was going through his transition stage, it was like he couldn't just run. Okay? It wasn't just something he could sprint to. It was a marathon. It took some time. So God told me to come on here and talk to y'all about how things take time. He said, I need y'all to talk to him. I need you to go out here. I need you to tell him that things take time. You got to train, okay? It's a strategy. And I said, okay, God, what you want me to tell him? He said, first of all, when they training and stuff, they got to make sure they get their mind together, okay? So if you out there and you going through something, I need you to get your mind straight. I need you to make sure your mind is straight because it's not a sprint. It's a marathon, okay? Remember, it's strategic. Okay, it's for a length of time. Okay, it could be a difficult task. All right, so you got to take your time with it. Okay, because it could be difficult at times. All right, this is just a touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in peace for you. So he said, look, you got to go ahead and you got to make sure that you surround yourself with people that can help you. Help you along the way. So look, let me drop a dime on y'all. I'm reading a devotional this morning, my Bible devotional. And one of the girls on there was talking about how the devotion was about how it was somebody running. Like, go figure, y'all. Look, just touch it. I'm telling y'all, God be dropping a dime on me. He be putting it out there in pieces for y'all. So the devotional today was about somebody running a marathon, right? No lie. And what happened is she was getting ready to win and someone was ahead of her. Okay. So she's kind of like, they kind of like toe to toe a little bit. The one person leg gave out, right? But instead of just winning the race, she went back and she helped the other person. You need people in your life like that that'll come back and help you when you fall off a little bit, because it's a marathon, okay? It's something long, okay? So God needs you to know that. You got to have those people around you, okay? Now, the second thing, right? The reason why you got to have them people around you, because they're going to help you towards your purpose, like the girl. You know, the girl helped the other girl towards her purpose. They both wind up winning and both wind up going to this amazing college because of it. Okay, because they helped each other along the way. Any of y'all out there got some people in your life that ain't helping you along the way? Or people trying to come back into your life that's not helping you along the way? You got to be careful with that. You got to be careful with that, because see, when you run in a marathon, sometimes the enemy, you know, he try to send certain people, and then people start paying attention, you know, to all the pieces this guy's putting out there, because he's preparing the table for you in the presence of your enemy, and they want to be a part of it. And you got to watch that. You only got to surround yourself around people that are going to help you along the way. Okay, watch that. Okay, so that was number two, right? And number three, this is the last one, right? Elevation, right? It's part of two and it's part of number one. It requires separation. Okay, you got to separate yourself from all the things that's not going to get you to that lymph, to that finishing thing. You have to. Elevation requires separation. I talked about this before. This is just a touch of it, baby. I'm just trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Okay, so it's the marathon, and you got to be careful, because somebody's out there, y'all going through something. And you know what I talked to y'all about yesterday was about quitting. Okay, so these two go together, right? These two podcasts, because see what happens is when we got this marathon, this long length, you know, this strategic thing, you know, that we got to go ahead and accomplish this thing that we got to just get through, right? It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's not a race. Okay, this is for longevity. This has to do with your purpose. Things come up and then we want to quit. Okay, and if you quit, then that means that you don't succeed. Failure comes in. Okay, and it's just a touch of J. We cannot do that. So this podcast ain't really much of, you know, a whole, like, a lot of stuff. Y'all know sometimes I got a whole bunch of stuff I got to tell y'all. This one really, really is straight to the point. It's a marathon. I need you to get that. Somebody is out here thinking that it's a sprint. And you giving up when it's hard. Like me. Okay, let me go back to me. Today wasn't really a good day as far as my histamine level was concerned. For the last couple days, I've been doing different things and trying different supplements, just like zinc, you know, and things like that. Nothing major, but different ones, okay? So my doctor has me trying, and they've been setting my body off. And when the histamine goes off in the body, feel like things crawling all over you. So I was feeling like it's crawling over my back, all over my legs, all on my face, and this is just a touch day. It's like pins and needles, okay? And it was starting to discourage me. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you feeling discouraged when things start coming up? I was feeling a little discouraged, but I had to remember, wait a minute, hold on. This is a marathon. It ain't a sprint. It ain't just going to happen real quick. Healing is a process. Everything is a process. But if I quit and I say, you know what? I ain't taking none of that stuff, then it can't heal me. It can't help me heal, because I need a certain amount of zinc. I need a certain amount of magnesium. I need a certain amount of vitamin D. These are things that my body needs to heal. This is just a touch of J, baby. But see, sometimes when it get real hard, we don't want to go ahead and we don't want to do that. Like my mom. Let's talk about my mom again, right? Well, she said, you know what? This is too much trying to raise a five-year-old and go to school. And she stops her graduate program. That can keep her from her purpose. Or she says, I can't raise this child anymore. That can stop him from his purpose. Okay, and my father, oh my gosh, what if he just said, you know what, because he told them people when they told him he wasn't leaving the hospital, he said, I bet you I'll be up out of here in a week. And he couldn't even see and he couldn't even walk, but they let him leave. You understand what I'm saying? Because they seen his willpower. This is just a touch of Jay. And my aunt, what if she just gave up? What if she just gave up and just said, you know what, I'm not going to go to physical therapy. It's just too much. My leg is hurting. You know, I just can't do this anymore. I should have never got this knee replacement. Right? How's she going to learn how to walk properly? I'm coming to y'all because I'm trying to tell you, you can't quit because it's a marathon. It's not a race. It's not a sprint, right? What does God tell you? He tells you, right? The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Now, I always tell y'all how the enemy is, right? He's so slick. Because I always tell you, as a man think of in his heart, so is he. He give you these thoughts, how you think about yourself all messed up. So that way, you won't run the marathon. You won't keep on going. You quit. Somebody is out there quitting because God keep telling me to talk to y'all about this. And I'm like, is it me? Look, I'm like, God, like, no, you keep on going. You going. That's why you're able to talk to him about it. But do you see how hard it is sometimes? I want you to know I'm with you. It be hard for me sometimes, y'all. Like, seriously, I'd be like, okay, I'm get up. I'm do everything I got to do. And I'd be like, oh, you know, sometimes I got to walk. And sometimes I be having issues with certain stuff. But I got to know, look, the end result is a marathon. Now, look, let me sum this all up for you, right? I always got to give y'all the scripture. I always got to give y'all Bible story. Job. We're going to talk about Job. I feel like I'm Job. Any of y'all out there feel like y'all Job? That you know, like, you know, what's going on with the Bible story and everything? Well, Job, look, Job was chilling. Job was minding his business. Job got money. Job got the kids. He had the wife. He had the friends. He had the business. Job was the man. Okay? Look. Fell and very wise. And you know the enemy comes along and God like, where you been at? And he like, man, I'm out here roaming like a lion. I'm trying to get somebody. And God says, have you not considered my servant Job? Okay. And you know, Job, he don't know that, you know, there's two, you know, two people talking about him. He don't know that. You know, the enemy is talking to God about him because, you know, he always got to go to God about you. You know, and God got to go ahead and allow him to do stuff because, you know, God controls everything. So God said, you know, yeah, have you not considered him? He said, you know what? Well, you got everything around him. You know, you got him all locked up and everything. You ain't going to let nothing happen to him. He said, you know what? Nah, you could do whatever you want to do to him. You just can't touch basically the inner part of him. You know, you can't do that. But I let you do whatever else you want to do. So the enemy want to work on him. Oh, my gosh. Any of y'all feel like he going to work on y'all? Because I be feeling like that sometimes, too. I mean, look, you know what he did to Job? I mean, he took his health. He felt like he had things crawling all over him, too, baby. Okay? He was scratching with glass, broken stuff, just to scratch what he had going on. He had sores all over him. All his kids died. Oh my gosh, his businesses were taken from him. Everything. And then after all that, even his friends, the people that was supposed to be thorough to him, was telling him, you know, you must did something wrong for all this to happen to you. Anybody out there going through that? Like, you got stuff going on in your life and people are like, I don't know what you done did, but you done did something wrong. Sometimes you don't do nothing wrong. Sometimes God just got to prove a point. He just got to use you to prove a point, baby. This is just a touch of jail. I'm chomping this out there in pieces for you. Follow me. Look, right? So, the next part was his wife. Now, look. Everybody else is going. Kids done died. Business is messed up. Friends done betrayed you. His wife was like, man, why don't you just curse God and curse the day you was even born? Like, you just give up. She wasn't even there for him. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you got a whole life relationship with a person, like, you just, everything just messed up. You just lost everything. You just messed up. And that person ain't even there for you. Baby, been there, done that. This is just a touch of Jay. Look, it's normal pieces for you, okay? I'm coming to you telling you, right? This is so thorough. Oh, my gosh. See, it was a lot of trouble around Job, okay? But what happened in the end, right? He ran the marathon and he didn't go back on God for nothing. He didn't turn from God. Check it out. Look up the story of Job, okay? Please read it. The end, he got No, 10 times what he lost. So what I'm telling you is that when you're going through all this stuff, opposition, all these things you got going on, you feel like quitting. You feel like giving up. You can't. Do not be a failure. Because once you run the marathon and you get to the end, what's going to happen is you're going to win. You're going to get back more than you lost. To whom much is given, much is required. God gave him a lot of turmoil, a lot of pain he was going through. I told you, he was scratching himself with broken stuff because his skin was itching. His 10 kids died. Like, oh, you rich and then you don't got no money. Look, y'all, I told y'all, I was just broke. This is just a touch of it, baby. Okay, I told you I feel like I'm Job. I know somebody else feel like that too. You out there, you going through it. But if you keep on going like me, watch, I can't wait to the end. So you can see what God's going to do, because this is just a touch of J, baby. Everything else is God, and that's what he's trying to tell you too. It's just a touch of you. Everything else is God. He's going to put it out there in pieces for you, but you got to run the marathon. Sometimes you might have to jump over a little hurdle. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes you might fall, and you won't need your friend to pull you back up like the girl with the race. Sometimes, like with my aunt, your leg might hurt, you know, because you had to get knee surgery or something. Like my dad, you know, he had a little problem with his brain, but he kept on going. He couldn't walk, he couldn't see, but he kept on going. You understand what I'm saying? Like me. Oh, my gosh. Y'all know me. My hair fell out of everything, baby. This is just a touch of J. Okay? All right. That's just pieces for you. But I kept on going because at the end, right, it's something at the end that you got to win. It's the marathon. It's long, okay? Like I told you before, to whom much is given, much is going to be required, because God has given you so much. So I'm here to encourage you to just keep on going today, okay? This week's word is marathon. You have to keep going. You have to surround yourself around people that are going to help you keep going. You have to understand that sometimes it's going to be good days, sometimes it's going to be bad days, but you got to keep going. It's a lengthy thing. It's a trial. It's part of your testimony. Now we can read about Job in the Bible. Now we can read. We like, oh my gosh, that happened. Read Job. Job made it. Okay? He made it. All right? You just got to understand, look, trials will come, right? But don't rush it. Failure does not matter when you fail on little things. Little things. You just keep on going. One foot in front of the other. You know, like babies, like when babies, when they be out there and they first starting to walk, and then they be like, you know, they a little shaky and stuff. They put the other foot out there and they, you know, they fall and they get back up. And then, you know, you looking at them from afar and they holding on to this and they a little shaky and they're a little scared. And, you know, then they it's like they run, walk real quick. Remember I told you the marathon, you run and you walk? This is just a touch of it, baby. I'm trying to put this out in pieces for you, right? And then they do a little something again, and then they might fall, and they got to get back up again. You know, babies, they fall down the steps. Oh, my gosh. They do all type of crazy stuff. Fall on bed, boom, break their head. You know, but they keep on going. They keep on going. No fear. False evidence appearing real. Yeah, don't let the enemy make you feel like that, okay? This is just a touch of it, baby. I'm just trying to put this out there in pieces for you. I just need you to understand it's a marathon. It ain't a sprint. You can't run through life fast all the time. You have to take your time. Like, healing is a process with me. Right? I really was sitting back when God had told me marathon. I said, well, what? I don't really know. I don't get that one. And he was just like, think about you. Your life right now is literally a marathon. When you get to the end, you're going to get back everything. But it's lengthy. It's a process. I need you to tell him it's a process to this thing. It's a process, y'all. When I wake up, I take my colostrum. Okay? That's something to help with your immune system to like heal your gut. Okay, it's really good product. Check it out. Then I have to wait about an hour, and then I take my vitamin. And then after I take my vitamin, I eat like a piece of fruit. And then I do my Paul DiArco. And then after I take my Paul DiArco, in the midst of this, I'm sending out good morning texts and things like that. But I'm reading God's word. I'm getting my mind together. I'm doing my devotions. Then I eat. Okay. And then when I eat, I take another supplement. Okay, because I have to take that one with food. And then after that, I go ahead, I shower, get myself together, start doing the things that I have to do for the day. You know, it's a process. And then it's lunch again, and then it's time for a snack. And then I got to take this one, and I got to take zinc with meat when I eat the meat. And then sometimes I go out and I walk, and then other times I'll do some extra push-ups. It's a process. It's a marathon. It's a lengthy process. But when you get to the end, if you have those people around you that are supposed to be around you, okay? If you have your mind together, you're going to win. I'm talking to somebody who thinks that they're not going to win. You're going to win. I promise you're going to win in the end, but you just got to not quit. Don't give up on yourself. Believe in yourself. Keep going. Understand, okay? The race, all right? It's Ecclesiastes 9:11. The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Okay? Get that. Understand it. All right, now look, this just touched it, baby. That was just pieces for you. I just had to put that in pieces for you. Somebody out there that going through it. I know you out there going through it. I know you about to quit because you're not looking at it the right way. And sometimes we just don't. Sometimes we like, oh my gosh, that's so much I gotta go through. You ever see a married couple? And then I'm going to end this. A married couple, right? And you're like, dang on. They just loving each other. You know, they are, just imagine being at a barbecue, a cookout, or, you know, y'all, like a party or something like that for outside of the States. Maybe you don't know what a barbecue, a cookout is. You know, look, I'm just trying to put out their pieces for yet an event. And you see a couple, a husband and a wife, they've been married for a long time, 60 years, 50 years, 30 years, 40 years. And they just so happy, and they just out there dancing. You know, they just, they smiling, they doing this, and they doing. You like, dad, good. You know, I want my life to be like that. I hope I have a husband or a wife like that. Any of y'all ever ask yourself that? Like, you was just like, dad, can I get that? Can I have that? Yeah, you can have that. But you got to understand that was a marathon for them. You know, they had good days. They had bad days. Somebody might have cheated. Somebody might have did some trickery. But they kept on going. You know, through sickness, through health, they didn't quit on each other because they understood at the end it was going to be great. T.D. Jakes, I love T.D. Jakes. He always talks about how him and his wife sit back and they go, you know, we did it. Their goal when they got married was to sit on their porch and watch their grandchildren run around. He talks about it all the time. And they wanted to take their teeth and put it in the glass, you know, and just be able to just sit there and enjoy life. That was their goal, that no matter what, we got to promise each other that we run this marathon. That's what you got to promise to yourself when you're out here and life looks hard. Because somebody out there going through something that's worse than you. Somebody's fighting for their life right now in the hospital. One of my friends, she done had, I don't know how many strokes, probably like 6 or 7 strokes. Sickle cell patient. She was happy because she was just getting 6 units of blood the other day. Okay? They told she had congestive heart failure. All these things. I have to learn how to eat again. Somebody had an aneurysm. A lot of people, like my father. Some people are out here getting surgery, like my aunt. Some people are out here raising their grandchildren, like my mother. You know, some people are dealing with drug addictions and things like that. All type of stuff. Some people have lost their family to COVID or whatever it may be. It's a marathon. Life has its hurdles. Okay? Life has things. You just got to learn how to just keep on going. All right, so look, that's it. I don't have nothing else to tell y'all. That's it. Just keep on going. Keep on going. Keep on going. Believe in you. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And this is just a touch of J, baby. That was just the pieces for you. So how y'all want me to end this? Huh? How y'all want me to end this? Y'all want me to give you my Janet Jackson Barry White voice? Look, y'all. Look. All right, look. You ready? 1, 2, 3. Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J, baby.
just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. That's it. I ain't trying to do too much. Give you just a touch. That's it. Just a touch of Jay. So what's the first thing I tell y'all when I'm about to go ahead and skate on up out of here to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond? I tell you, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thrilled and wise. Please don't. Don't do it. No. Not while you out here running your marathon. No. No. You got to get ahead and jump over them hurdles. You don't have time for that. You know, you got to block them. You know, like when they play football, they be blocking them like, bow, get out of here. You know, boom, get out of here. They turn around, they do a little twist, and then they go ahead and they jump to the side, then they jump back over here. You got to do all that. You know, you got to avoid that type of stuff. Don't mess around with it. You know, get them people out of your life. You don't have that time for no trickery or nothing like that. And you also cannot make yourself, okay, feel like, you know, you ain't throwing wise, because we can do that. You know, when it get hard, we be like, daggone, you know, I can't do this. You know, you start talking down on yourself and all that. You can't do that, okay? You know why you can't do that? Because it's the second thing that I tell y'all. You got to shine on them, because they hate it, baby. Yes. Shine bright like a diamond, like Rihanna. You got to shine on them. You got to let that little light on the inside of you shine bright, because when it starts shining bright, okay, God go ahead, he start preparing the table for you to press your enemy. You know, he like, boom, 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 I got you. Because you out here doing what it is you supposed to do, letting that light shine bright, okay? And then the last thing I tell y'all is you got to spread love, man. Look, it's the Brooklyn way. Okay, it's just a touch of it, baby. That's definitely pieces for you. Because love is reciprocity. You got to give love. God gives you love every day. Okay, he give you love every day. He forgives you for everything you got going on. My daughter was just telling me that today. She was like, Mom, you know, people be having stuff going on. That's why you got to forgive. Shout out to you, Rabbi. That girl, she going to be a whole preacher, y'all. She is a preacher. Okay, she be dropping dimes on me. And she was like, you know, you got to spread love regardless of what it is, because you never know what somebody else is going through. And I'm telling y'all, give some love to somebody. You know, you never know. People be going through their own thing. And love, you know, it's the greatest, all right? You got to love them, all right? Now, look, this is just a touch of Jay. All right, quick recap. All I was trying to is tell y'all that it's a marathon. It ain't a sprint, all right? You got to go ahead. It's a long-distance type thing. It's going to take some time. If you out there, you wanted to go quick, it ain't going. It ain't going to go quick for you, okay? You're going to have to work hard at it. You're going to have to do what it is that you got to do, and you can't quit. You can't give up. I gave you some examples. You know, I told you what happened with my dad with his aneurysm. Brain was straight bleeding, okay? They told him he wasn't leaving the hospital. He like, I think not. I'm going to be out of here in a week. And he was. My aunt, I told you about her, right? She had to get her knee done, you know, every day. I don't know how she doing it, okay? She out here. She walking around. She got a whole knee replacement. And she young. Like, I don't know. But, okay, that's what she would do. But every day it's a process. Some days she be like, oh, I can't bend it. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, I'm like this. I feel the pain. Like, I'm like this. I'll be rubbing my leg when she be talking to me. Like, Lord. Like, I be feeling it. Okay? So, I told you about that. Then I told you about my mom. You know, how she out here 65 years old raising a 5-year-old. Her grandson, she done had him since he was little. Dealing with all the things that come along with that. Okay? But still, in graduate school. Up late at night doing homework, writing papers. You know, and oh, wait, hold on. I forgot to tell you this. The kicker about that is my mom has a brain injury. Yes, a brain injury. Where the car flipped over, she hit her head. Like, brain injury, permanent, okay? Like, she's still going. Okay, still going. This happened like 20 years ago, and she's still going. This just a touch of Jay. You understand what I'm saying? It's a marathon, baby. And me, oh my gosh, you know, look, I done told y'all about my family, so you know I can't quit. Just told y'all there, I feel like things crawl all over me because it hits to me and all that. I'm praying like, God, please just make it stop. Because this is a lot right here. It's bothering me. Got in the shower. God said, get in the shower. Got in the shower. I relaxed a little bit. Then it stopped. You understand what I'm saying? It's a marathon. You got to keep going. The end thing that I want to tell you, though, is that how you keep going, you got to keep going with God. Because you might be sent back like, okay, you done told me I got to keep going with how I'm supposed to do all this. Sometimes it get rough. Get your relationship right with God. If you're a believer, okay, keep it going. If you're not a believer, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things going to be added unto you. He going to make sure you straight. Trust me, he gonna make sure you straight. I was in the hotel for months without any income. He allowed everything to stop and then gave people money to give to me. And I'm like, over $10,000? Baby, this is just a touch of J. You know what I could have did with that? He said, don't worry about that. That's nothing. That's just pieces for you, baby. I said, okay, God. He said, I'm gonna make sure you straight. And I'm gonna show you along the way who's supposed to be there and who's not. That's why I told y'all, you got to surround yourself around people who got your back and who got you. And God let me see that. And he will let you see it when he's getting ready to bless you at the end of the marathon. I told you, I'm coming up out of this thing. All right? So that's a quick recap. You coming up out of it too. Just keep on going. Don't quit. God got you. All right? He got you. Now look, this is just a touch of that, baby. All that. I just had to put out there pieces for you. All right? So look, I'm up out of here. I love my babies. Oh my gosh, I love my babies. I love y'all. I love y'all so much. I love coming on here talking to y'all. All right? And I will be back. Okay? When I got something else to say. Yeah, when I got something else to say. Woo, when I got something else to say. I wish y'all could see how I be over here dancing and stuff when I be recording. I be spinning around in circles. Y'all be doing all type of stuff when I be talking to y'all over here. I can't wait till y'all see me recording. Y'all gonna be like, this is the craziest podcast I done seen ever. I'ma tape me recording a podcast. Not like how everybody else does it. No, this is just such J, baby. I'm coming at y'all different, okay? I'm not gonna sit down with the headphones on and do all that and talk. No, I'm gonna be in here like turning all around in circles and walking around. Y'all gonna be like, wow, this is, yo, I love her podcast. Yeah, then I'm gonna go over to Make It Love Me's Kitchen and make y'all some food. This is just a touch of that, baby. I'm just trying to put it out here in pieces for you. I love y'all. Look, make sure y'all listen to the songs. Make sure y'all listen to the prayer, okay? Because you need that prayer, okay? God is good, all right? And I'm about of here. Like I said, I will be back, okay, because I love my babies, all right? Y'all real thrilling, y'all wise. And I'll be back when I got something else to say. This is just a touch of Jay. This is just a touch of Jay. What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of Jay podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She y'all down like the Just a Touch of Jay. Y'all like that? I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Y'all gotta put it out in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of Jay podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio 87 FM. Yo, hear that? This is just a touch of Jay. What's up, y'all? This is just a touch of Jay. Oh my gosh. Y'all hear that? Come on now. Jay. _ letter J. Hey y'all, did y'all think I forgot to pray for y'all? No, I can never do that. This is just a touch of Jay, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? So listen, bow y'all head, close y'all eyes. Let me go ahead and drop a dime on you, okay? Look, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now and I ask for you to please allow your word that I just put out there in pieces for him to be able to resonate
inside each and every one of the individuals that heard it. Restore their soul, Lord God. Allow them to see what it is that you're trying to show them through this message. Allow them to see that they have everything that they need on the inside of them and that you'll be there for them, okay? Yo, God's going to be there for you. He loves you, all right? He's going to restore you. He's going to help you, all right? In Jesus' name, I pray. Just don't be afraid, all right? We love you, God. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for just allowing me to go ahead and put your word out there in pieces for them. Just thank you. Restore them. Give them peace and everything that it is that they need, that comfort as they're walking through life. In Jesus' name I pray. I love you guys. Amen. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of your baby coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on the life flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby.
And baby,
you know you're fine, right?
Fine.
Hey y'all, this is just a touch of Jay, and I'm coming at you, making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh.
Oh my
God. You better download that Just a Touch of J app. J. Hey y'all, what's up? How y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do. Being so sexy, so thrilling, so wise. Well, listen, look, right? I'm coming back to y'all with the song of the week, all right? And this one right here, this whole remix goes out to my man's Biggie Smalls. Yeah, the Notorious B.I.G. And make sure y'all listening to the 411 Wire this week, right? The hottest entertainment segment in the A. Because I got some pieces for you. I told y'all, man. I got a story to tell like Biggie. Make sure you listen to the song, man. I love y'all. Love my babies, all right? It's something next. Hey y'all, yeah. This is Just a Touch of Jay, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces.
All the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing.
Y'all hear that?
All the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from, that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby.
Y'all hear that?
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine, Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine, hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of Raw D, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Wait a minute, y'all. This is just a touch of J. Y'all like that? Now look, man. Y'all know what I'm doing again? The song of the week. And I gotta give it to my man's Biggie Smalls. Check out Machine Gun Funk. Oh my God. I live by the funk. Yeah, I die by the funk. I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, baby.
So you wanna be hardcore with your hat to the back, talking about the kicks in your raps, but I can't feel that hardcore appeal that you're screaming. Maybe I'm dreaming. This ain't Christopher Williams. Still some MC got the feel one. Cats, I got the feel some. To let you know that if you f*** with Big and Heavy, I get up in that like a wedgie. Says who? Says me, the miracle. Saying Biggie up the street, it's a miracle. Left the drugs alone, took the thugs along with me. Just for that the shifty. Sticks and stones, red bones, but they kill you quicker. Especially when I'm drunk off the liquor. smoking from by the boxes. Back and you use this natural to eat your like sponges.
I just had to drop a bomb on him like flex. Is there work, baby?
Is there work,
you know you're fine, right? This is just a touch of you, baby. You know I gotta put it out there in like pieces that. For you.
You like that?
Here's another one.
O-U-C-H underscore letter J. Yes, this shit comes. It's really coming.
And another one.
Wait a minute, y'all. I got another one. This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all go over to my name is O-N-I-76 on Instagram, baby. And definitely make sure you download the Just a Touch of J app. Oh my gosh, y'all gotta make sure y'all follow me at Making Love and Beats Kitchen, baby. On Instagram, that's where I do my food thing. This is just a touch of your baby. Y'all know I gotta put that out there in pieces for you, right? Don't forget to check out the Just a Touch of J cannabis line, right? The Just a Touch of J podcast, Just a Touch of J's fitness, and make sure you Google Just a Touch of J, man. Check out the online store called thisisjustatouchofj.com. Cause this is just a touch of J, baby. I love my babies, right? I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. J. T-O-U-C-H. Yeah. Underscore letter J. That's what they call. And I can't forget, man, make sure y'all check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM, all right? Atlanta's hottest entertainment segment called the 411 Wire and the Just a Touch of J radio show. And for the last time, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, right? I love y'all.
You like it when I do it like that.
And y'all know I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, baby. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like
pieces
it when I do it like
for
that.
You.
All he
for
needs
you.
Is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All
right.
You need is just
all
a touch of J.
Ladies,
be
y'all hear that?
Pieces for you.
Pieces for you.
Pieces
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
All you need is just a touch of J.
This is just a touch of J, baby. Come on.
All you need
is just a touch of J. Baby, like it when I do it like that. Baby, like it when I do it.
All you need is just a touch of J.
Y'all know I'm feeling wise, right? My baby, like it when I do it. He likes making love in V's kitchen. It's making love in V's kitchen. It's making love in V's kitchen. It's making love in V's kitchen. Pieces for you. All he needs is just a touch of chip. All he needs is just a touch of chip. Pieces for you.
I love you, baby.
Zucchini, zucchini.
Just a touch of chip, baby.
Y'all like it when I do it like that?
Y'all better make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen.
It's my food thing.
Oh my gosh. Y'all like it when I do it like that, baby.
This is just a touch of the chin.
And my name is ROMI76 on Instagram, baby.
Lady.
All he needs is just a touch of chin.
You don't hear that?
It's telling fit, baby.
Ladies. All he needs is just a touch of chin.
This is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all hear that?
All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of the J. And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I wanna give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?